Our partner, the BBC, has learned that the British government paid millions of pounds to an aid agency in Kabul, which ceased operations amid allegations of fraud. The BBC obtained documents showing that officials were aware of serious problems in 2009, but continued to pay the NGO until April of this year, and the organization found a whistleblower who gave lists of false names used to try and gain payment. Here's Angus Crawford of our partner, the BBC.
An iron gate topped with barbed wire on a street in Kabul hides what until April this year were the offices of a German aid organisation called AGEF. It's now being investigated in Germany over allegations of fraud. But the British government, which paid it more than $5 million, sees no need for an investigation of its own into the activities of the NGO.
Atmosphere of distrust, of hiding things, not talking about things openly, not talking to other people about what you have in mind, what you do, and so forth.
David was a civil servant who knew AGEF well, but doesn't want to be identified. He explains that since 2008, it had a contract with the UK government to resettle failed asylum seekers and provide training to locals. It was clear 2 years ago all was not well.
This is the bill, the invoice sent to the UK embassy.
I show him an invoice sent from the NGO to the British authorities in March 2009. It requests payment for placing people into employment and includes a list of names. But I've learned that one man on the list was actually a senior police officer who'd been in the job for years.
Most of these are government officials in agencies, in headquarters, in ministries. These are people who are in charge of the operations.
So these are very senior people?
They are senior people, influential people who can open doors or close doors.
So they could not possibly have been placed by AGEF, so AGEF couldn't possibly claim money for them.
Exactly. Yeah, that's true.
So in 2009, the British government was sent an invoice that was clearly false, and yet the British government carried on paying AGEF to do this service until April 2011.
That is correct, yes.
No one from AGEF would be interviewed, but in an email, the CEO told me all the allegations made against it were false. The March 2009 invoice was a procedural mistake and was rightly rejected by the British Embassy. But this programme has obtained an audit report commissioned by the UK Border Agency later the same year, which also raised concerns about AGEF's operations. The Home Office, though, says it found no evidence of financial wrongdoing or abuse of public funds. Kabul last month. Terrorists attack targets near the US embassy. It's into this fragile security situation that failed asylum seekers are still returned. With AGEF closed, the little help that was on offer has all but dried up.
Okay.
A young man is discovered in the back of a lorry at a Channel port. Farid Mal, who runs a community group in London, says many Afghans who've been removed once will follow the same path, and there are other, even more serious consequences.
There is a risk for them to be recruited by extremist gangs.
As far as David, the civil servant, is concerned, the UK's involvement with AGEF has been little short of disastrous.
It failed not only the British taxpayer, but it failed the returnees. It failed Afghanistan.
An exclusive report from correspondent Angus Crawford of our partner, the BBC.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.